Adrian Manspeaker is the owner and winemaker for Joseph Jewell Wines, a Russian River Valley-based producer of primarily Pinot Noir. That in itself is far from unusual, as there are hundreds of Pinot Noir producing wineries in Sonoma County. However, Adrian's winery has a unique story and spin on Northern California Pinot Noir production. He is originally born and raised in the Benbow area of Southern Humboldt, and fell into wine first as an enthusiast with his wife who lived in Sonoma County. KMUD News interviewed Adrian about his journey into the wine business and how it eventually led him back to promoting Humboldt County's grape-growing industry.
So I grew up here, lived in Benbow most of my life. I was about, it was 2003, and my girlfriend at the time, now wife, moved to Sonoma County to go to dental hygiene school. And after a short period of a long distance relationship, I decided to move down to Sonoma County. And it's kind of a, over the time frame of several years of living in Sonoma County, I, would go wine tasting and we're meeting friends. And so what ultimately was the beginning of how I got into the wine business was my wife and I would invite people over for what we were calling like a supper club on Sunday nights. And she would cook like a great Italian meal. People would bring wine over and we'd just kind of socialize and enjoy wine with food.
In the early to mid 2000s, the movie Sideways set off a huge surge in Pinot Noir sales across the US. The famously fickle, terroir-driven varietal of Burgundian origin was planted in wide swaths across Northern California, especially in coastal climates like Sonoma's Russian River Valley. Adrian describes the aha moment that led him to be a Pinot Noir-driven winemaker and how it led him back to Humboldt County.
We wanted to start a brand that was going to be like, following in that terroir-driven, Pinot Noir brand where you're working with different vineyards and creating single vineyard Pinots. But we were two young kids, and at the time we didn't own a vineyard. We didn't have the fruit sources locked down. And so I called every single vineyard in Sonoma County trying to see if they had Pinot Noir available for sale, and pretty much didn't even get a response. Like, I would leave voicemails and nobody responded. So I actually went on Craigslist and found the first vineyard we sourced fruit from, which is very ironic that you would find grapes for sale, on Craigslist. But that was a vineyard out in Forestville where I live now. But we struggled. And so what happened during that time frame is like the light bulb popped on in my head. And I'm like, oh, Humboldt has a lot of these things that makes Russian River Valley Pinot Noir so well known. It's like the coastal influence, the fog, proximity to the Pacific Ocean, all that. And so that was 07. After struggling, I had reached out to my parents and my mom and asked if she remembered. As a kid, I didn't remember a lot of vineyards planted up here, but I remember there was the winery Bryceland and they were sourcing fruit locally, but I don't remember seeing any vineyards that were producing grapes. And so anyway, it took me a little while, but I ended up connecting with Alan and Sandy Estrada, who own Elk Prairie Vineyards, which is up on Fruitland Ridge, just above Myers Flat, and made wine from their vineyard in 08. So it was this third year of our production, but I started making wine from Humboldt County grapes at that moment.
After Adrian Manspeaker, winemaker for Joseph Jewell, started to craft wines from Humboldt grapes, he quickly realized that Southern Humboldt's varied soils and microclimates offered large and dynamic differences in terroir and varietal expression for Pinot Noir.
There's two vineyards on Fruitland Ridge that I'm now actually farming. One's called Fruitland Ridge Vineyard. The other one is Elk Prairie. And they're about a half a mile apart, and the soil types are different. And they're not very far apart. So, the soils, there's a little bit of volcanic high iron loam in the Fruitland Ridge Vineyard, whereas the Elk Prairie is more shale, fractured stone. Very little, they're not like super fertile farmland. They're stressing the vines and plants a little bit, which is usually good. And they're hillside. There's a vineyard in Benbow called Ryan Vineyard, and that is an alluvial fan. So it's about 10 feet of silt and sand. So it's really well draining, but there's no hard pan of clay or anything to retain moisture. So it requires a lot of water to farm. And then Alder Point is kind of volcanic in nature too, with lower elevation, some like river rocks mixed in, some alluvial, you know, stuff going on there. And then Phelps is similar to Elk Prairie. So those two have similar soil types where Elk, you know, Phelps is a little bit more of a fractured stone.
Adrian also spoke on the challenges of growing and producing wine in Humboldt County, despite the high quality of its wine grapes, and how remoteness and unique terrain make wine production more difficult. Much of current Humboldt wine grape production stays within the county and is consumed within Humboldt County. At Joseph Jewell, Adrian aims to help spread the word on the quality of Humboldt's wine grapes across the state and country.
I would love to see more vineyards, and I'd love to see more winery sourcing from here. And I think that's, you know, the huge part of it is the more people making good wine. You know, I'm an advocate for grapes grown in Humboldt that get out there in the marketplace. And the more wineries making, you know, great wines from Humboldt and getting them out of Humboldt. You know, a lot of the wines that are made here just go to the local market, so nobody's ever heard of it outside of here. But that's the opposite of what I do. I sell a little bit of wine in Humboldt, but the majority of my stuff goes across the country to different states.
To help better spread the word on Humboldt's vineyards, Adrian is currently in Humboldt County leading a group of enthusiasts and wine club members through tastings and vineyard tours. He's hosting wine tastings and food pairings at the Benbow Inn, along with taking guests on a tour of the Phelps Ranch in Salmon Creek, which is one of the main Humboldt vineyard sources for Joseph Jewell.
So about 3 or 4 years ago, I hired a professional photographer who's in the wine industry who, you know, has photographed, in her, you know, assessment, thousands of vineyards. And I brought her from Santa Barbara up here, and she came all the way out to Todd Phelps's ranch and his vineyard. And I just remember her saying, while she was like taking photos and videos and stuff, she's like, "This is the most beautiful vineyard I've ever been in." And that kind of stuck with me. And I remember I was like, "This is the most beautiful vineyard that no one will ever see." And so that was kind of my approach at that point. Like, I want to get people in the vineyard. And my goal was to get these people have been drinking my wine from Humboldt, but I'm a very visual person, and they've never seen the vineyards. So it's like, I wanted to get that connection to people from outside of the area, or even inside the area too. You know, granted, I lived here for 20 years and I'd never seen a vineyard in Humboldt. So I thought, let's do this experience up in the, you know, up on Phelps's ranch. It's a beautiful place that, like I said, nobody would see, and he's farming, you know, his vineyard top notch, and it makes amazing wines. And I thought it would just be really fun to do an experience in the vineyard and see who we could get to jump on board.
There are some notable Humboldt products that are well known outside the area. Beyond the region's famous cannabis, products like Larapin sauces, Dick Taylor chocolates, and Cypress Grove cheeses are well loved outside the county. Adrian Manspeaker, winemaker for Joseph Jewell, is trying to illustrate the same craft quality with Humboldt wine. By pairing the resources and access of a Russian River Valley wine producer with the unique terroir of Humboldt County's wine grapes. Reporting for KMUD, I'm April Lewis.